Weight loss drugs like Ozempic linked to lung infection risks during surgery. Study. Individuals who take Ozempic and similar weight loss drugs prior to undergoing medical procedures involving sedation face a higher risk of lung infection, according to a recent study. The peer-reviewed study, published in the Korea's Journal on August 6, investigated the incidences of aspiration and pneumonia among patients taking GLP-1 drugs including Ozempic and Wegovy. Aspiration happens when food enters the lungs instead of being swallowed. Researchers looked at data from more than 59,000 GLP-1 patients and compared it to over 5.89 million individuals who never took such drugs. They found a small risk of aspiration pneumonitis among sedated patients on GLP-1 drugs undergoing a gastrointestinal test. Aspiration pneumonitis is a lung infection caused by inhaling things like food, liquid, vomit, or saliva. Though small, the risk was found to be significantly increased compared to people not taking these drugs. A total of 10 people from the GLP-1 group developed aspiration pneumonitis within 24 hours of the test, compared to 0 individuals in the other group. Similar results were also seen within 48 hours after the test. GLP-1 drugs have a side effect of delayed gastric emptying, which may increase the aspiration risk of gastric contents, especially during procedures that require sedation, the researchers wrote. Despite its uncommon occurrence, aspiration is a significant adverse event and can result in life-threatening complications such as pneumonia and respiratory failure. The results of the study do not apply to people who take GLP-1 drugs and undergo surgery under light or moderate sedation, the researchers noted. Researchers suggested that more detailed studies are required to fully understand the impact of specific GLP-1 drugs on gastric emptying and the risk of aspiration. The authors declared no financial support from any organization for the work or any conflicts of interest. The Epoch Times contacted Novo Nordisk for comment. Novo Nordisk is one of the world's leading manufacturers of GLP-1 medications, known for drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy. GLP-1 guidance before surgery. The American Society of Anesthesiologists issued guidance last year on dealing with patients undergoing anesthesia or deep sedation who take GLP-1 drugs. Such patients are at a higher risk of regurgitation and pulmonary aspiration of gastric contents, while sedated, it said. The ASA recommended that patients on daily dosage of GLP-1 drugs consider not taking them during the day of surgery. Those who are on a weekly dosage were asked not to take the drug a week before the procedure. People who experience gastrointestinal symptoms such as severe nausea, vomiting, retching, abdominal bloating, or abdominal pain should delay the procedure, the organization stated. Meanwhile, research published by a team at Stanford University in April dismisses concerns about GLP-1 drugs and the risk of aspiration. The scientists analyzed data from an insurance database of roughly 250 million people, evaluating people with type 2 diabetes who were prescribed GLP-1 drugs. They found that the risk of respiratory complications after surgery was 3.5% among those who took the medications compared to 4% for individuals who did not use them. As such, the researchers concluded that GLP-1 drugs did not pose any special risk of aspiration for patients undergoing surgeries. We were surprised by our findings given many case reports of patients who had recently taken GLP-1 receptor agonists and had a large volume of gastric contents found under anesthesia, even if they had appropriately withheld these medications and fasted for the recommended times before surgery, said Dr. Anjali Dixit, the lead author of the study and postdoctoral scholar in anesthesiology, perioperative and pain medicine at Stanford Medicine. The study noted that forcing people to withhold their medications can also create adverse effects. People who are made to cancel their drug schedule may have to deal with the burdens created as a consequence of canceled surgeries and delayed care, it said.